Good morning, Duncan. Mackenzie McCarg.
Good morning, Laura. Good morning, CK. How are you?
Yeah, we're going very, very well, mate. Now, the NFL is on over there this morning.
Yeah, it certainly is. There's some huge games happening at the moment here, Laurie. First one, Tampa Bay versus Washington. Third quarter, towards the end of the third quarter here, and it's the Washington Redskins leading the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 6-3. Another huge one, Kansas City versus Arizona. Our man, guys, Patrick Mahomes, just passed the most amount of touchdown passes in Kansas City Chiefs history, and we're just at week 10 of the season. We also had Tyreek Hill jumping to the stand and sending it to cameraman. The Chiefs going pretty well in that game, 20-14 over the Cardinals as we speak as well, and the Buffalo Bills beating the New York Jets 31-10.
And Tennessee at the moment are 24-10 over New England, so that's a bit of a surprise, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Tennessee Titans scoring on their first two possessions here, Laurie. So that was a massive, massive one here for the Titans. If they can get up this game, that'll be a huge boost to their season. 24-10 up over Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. I tell you what, the team that is going very, very well at the moment, New Orleans Saints. The end of the third quarter, 45-7 over the Cincinnati Bengals. And, well, the Saints, they're 4-0 on the road this season, Laurie. The first time that's happened since 2009. They're about to go 5-0. And Mark Ingram threw up the X after scoring a touchdown, of course, in response to Dez Bryant, his new teammate, who unfortunately tore his ACL in the opening practice for his new team after signing a one-year deal just last week. So that was good to see. And the other game, very, very interesting at the moment, Laurie, is the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Cleveland Browns just moments ago. Julio Jones became the fastest player in NFL history to reach 10,000 receiving yards. It only took him 104 games. We've also seen a bit of history here this afternoon as well. A longest play of the season and the longest run in Browns history. Nick Chubb going for 92 yards to the house. So, yeah, at the moment, the Cleveland Browns are getting it done.
Yeah,
and at the moment, over the Atlanta Falcons.
What's his nickname, Nick Chubb?
Chubby. Chubby.
I don't know. We'd have to go with Chubby, wouldn't we?
What's his son called? Harper.
And just another one. Two other games I failed to mention. Mr. Trubisky and the Chicago Bears getting it done over the Detroit Lions. They're leading that one 26-10. And the Indianapolis Colts beating the Jacksonville Jaguars 29-23. Tight end Eric Ebron has already scored multiple touchdowns in that game for the Colts.
And what's happening in the basketball over there, and in particular with the 76ers, the Philly 76ers, mate?
Yeah, huge story. This one, Laurie, obviously the Minnesota Timberwolves have agreed to trade Jimmy Butler to the Sixers. So the Sixers get Butler, and obviously the Sixers have to trade out Dario Saric and Covington as well. So, yeah, it's a big, big story because the Sixers are getting a four-time NBA All-Star here. But he's a volatile player. I think I've spoken to you guys in the past about him. Had a huge blow-up with his teammates at preseason training. Had a massive fallout with Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins. But he's a shooting guard, a small forward. He's going to add another dimension to that already star-studded Sixers lineup, who are currently fifth in the East Conference. They've gone to 8-6 overnight, but they've already been comprehensively beaten by the Celtics, the Raptors, and the Bucks this season. So it'll be very, very interesting to see how Butler fits into that starting five dynamic and whether he can take the Sixers to a whole new level.
Yeah. And that's the key, isn't it? They've got to go to a new level with Butler because they've, you know, last year they exceeded everyone's expectation. This year, plenty of people thought they would challenge, but it just hasn't been happening for them in the opening weeks.
Yeah, it's actually one of these things, Laurie, where when they've been playing the teams which you think they would be able to really compete with, like the Celtics, like Kawhi Leonard and the Raptors, and like Giannis and the Bucks, they haven't really turned up. So they've sort of been blown out of the water by those three other big contenders in the East. They've been going very, very well at home, but they've just been going terribly on the road. So I wonder, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see if Butler adds this other dimension, a physical kind of player, but also a very sort of vocal kind of a player. And they've already got Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, two very strong leaders in that team. So hopefully it's not too many Chiefs in that team.
Well, that's been the issue, apparently. That who's actually running the show, because they're very similar players currently at the club.
Yeah, exactly right. And it's definitely one of these things where Brett Brown has definitely said this is Joel and Ben's team, and they're the two big leaders of the team, and everyone follows them. And obviously, if you're adding Jimmy Butler into this equation, who's very, very opinionated, who's very, very competitive at practice and training, let's just hope for the Sixers' sake, all three of them can get along.
Duncan, always good to catch up, mate. We'll keep an eye on all these games unfolding in the world of NFL.
Thanks, guys. Just, Duncan, can I leave with one? I'm actually in rural Alabama at the moment. I went to see the Alabama Crimson Tide, the best team in college football yesterday, take on Mississippi State. And, guys, it took me about 15 minutes here to find phone reception. So all I can see at the moment is a couple of trailer parks, a church, and a couple of pickup trucks. So it was never an effort to come to you live this morning.
What was the atmosphere like there?
Oh, mate, it's unbelievable, Laurie. Yeah. I tell you what, if you can get to a college football game in the South once in your life, make sure you head down to an Alabama or an Oklahoma. 100,000 fans there, tailgating 3 hours before the game, huge parties after the game. It's certainly got to be seen to be believed.
Is Denzel Washington still the coach there?
What movie was that?
Wasn't he Crimson Tide?
Crimson Tide, yeah.
Saban's the coach. This guy's probably on about $10 million US. A year, and he coaches a college football team. So it just goes to show you the money involved in college football.
Yeah. It is, because the players don't get paid. So it's not a bad lurk, is it? All that TV revenue comes into those colleges and the players don't get paid. 13.53.53. Thanks, Duncan.
No worries. Thanks, guys.